KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for Monday, May 8th, 2017. Topping the news for today, crews have made great progress cutting down burnt hazard trees in the Butte Fire area from both public right-of-ways and private property. The total number of trees on the ground has increased to 7,790, which represents roughly 93% of the trees slated for removal. The process for removing the last 100 or so trees will require extra time, as these have been identified as the most dangerous and difficult trees in the burn area. Cutting crews are working on Doster, West Murray Creek, Potteroff, Cave City, Baker Riley, Warden, and Whiskey Slide. Now, they're working Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, this is all weather permitting. Looks like this week they'll have some great weather. As hazard trees are cut down, crews are hauling them to be chipped in Wallace, then transporting them to a waste-to-energy biomass plant in Chinese Camp. A schedule of where crews are working is posted weekly on the Calaveras County Public Works and Butte Fire Recovery website. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always call the Hazard Tree Hotline at 754-6767. A Valley Springs man was killed and three others suffered major injuries in a crash in North Modesto on Friday night. According to the Modesto police, the female driver of a Honda Civic was traveling west on Pellendale Avenue, approaching Dale Road, when she sideswiped another vehicle and lost control just before 11 p.m. The vehicle veered off the road and crashed into a tree about 100 feet off the roadway. The front seat passenger, identified as 22-year-old Valley Springs resident Trevor Saltzman, was killed instantly. The three who survived, the driver and two male passengers in the back seat, were taken to Modesto hospitals with major injuries. The two were listed in critical condition, the other in serious condition. The police did not release the names of the injured, but said they range in age from 19 to 23 and were not from the Modesto area. No one in the vehicle that was sideswiped was injured, and the accident is under investigation. Well, here in the Gold Country, May is the month when we start to think of wildfire season. And after a very wet winter, vegetation is growing taller and more dense than ever, which means preparation for fire season is important. Local firefighting agencies and the Red Cross say we need to get ready now. They have some tips for us to be prepared. First of all, remember, clear your defensible space. 100 feet around your home should be cleared of brush and other flammable materials. Make a go bag. Include the things you cannot do without, like important medications, water, food, and keep it somewhere easy to grab if you have to exit the house. Insurance agencies also recommend going through your home and recording everything you have, preferably with your smartphone or video camera. Now, you can download apps like Code Red, the Red Cross emergency app, and a new CAL FIRE app to help you keep updated to any emergency situations.
Well, one of the wettest winters on record may have killed the drought, but runoff and snowmelt levels unseen over the past 5 years helping contribute to new sources of standing water that make ideal breeding ground for mosquitoes. Mosquitoes can carry and spread serious health risks, including West Nile, encephalitis, and Zika viruses, and it's not known what impact the wet weather may have on the actual virus transmission risk in humans, not only in the foothills, but throughout the state. Now, the first line of defense against mosquito-borne illness is eliminating mosquitoes and preventing bites. Remember the three Ds. DEET. Apply insect repellent containing DEET. Insect repellent should not be used on children under 2 months of age. Dawn and dusk. Mosquitoes usually bite in early morning and evening, so it's important to wear proper clothing and repellent if outside during those times. Also, repair or replace screens that may have tears or holes. Finally, drain. Mosquitoes lay eggs on standing water. Eliminate all sources of standing water on your property. Empty flower pots, old car tires, buckets, and other containers. And so far this year, state health officials say West Nile virus has been detected in three dead birds, one from San Mateo, one from Orange, the other from San Diego County.
And another case of rabies in a dog has prompted a plea from Amador County officials. The dog tested positive for rabies in April after contact with a skunk. The dog did not have current rabies vaccination. Now, because of contact with the animal, several people are being treated with post-exposure prophylaxis as a precaution. They have not tested positive for rabies either. Amador County Public Health and Animal Control say this is a harsh reminder of the importance of having your pets vaccinated. Remember, rabies is almost always fatal. And even if your pet never goes outside, they should still be vaccinated because they may come across a rabid bat inside your house. Now, the next Amador County Rabies Clinic will be held on May 18th at the Pine Grove Market from 6 to 7 p.m. Two additional clinics will be held May 25th at the Fairgrounds in Plymouth from 6 to 7 and June 8th at Howard Park in Ione from 6 to 7 p.m.
At Angels Camp, police looking for a suspect in a counterfeit caper that happened recently. At about 12:45 Thursday afternoon, a Hispanic male entered Calaveras Lumber and purchased items with a counterfeit $100 bill. He then left in a late 90s to early 2000 model Lincoln Town Car with custom rims. The license plate on the vehicle, which was captured by surveillance, is registered to a Chevrolet, not to the Lincoln Town Car. There are at least two other people in the vehicle when it left the scene. If you see the vehicle, do not approach it. Contact 911.
That's a look at local news on this Monday, the 8th day of May for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.